All right, we're visiting with Sharon Gonzalez, talking about with the Knox County Relay for Life Radiothon. Now Sharon, let's talk about your experience with cancer. When were you first diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in January of 2009.
And what prompted you to, or what led up to you discovering you had cancer?
Well, that's an interesting story. So the high school student council used to always have blood drives through the Red Cross. And I was very consistent in donating. My blood was so good that it went to a Chicago hospital and it was given to four babies in the neonatal unit. So who wouldn't want to give blood? So in May of 2008, I had tried to give blood, but my red count was low, so they wouldn't let me give it. So then fast forward, I'm meeting with Dr. Curry in the fall for my annual appointment that I had with him. And I just happened to tell him that I couldn't give blood. So I said, well, we better take a few tests. So they ran the tests. And then I was diagnosed in January with colon cancer. So I was very fortunate in that for the American Red Cross, for Dr. Curry, Dr. Whittle, Dr. McLean, and the staff at Cancer Care, they did a fabulous job. The nurses. So I had 12 chemo treatments. Started in February and ended in August. And so then I've been cancer-free since then.
How hard was it going through that?
I always say that it was uneventful in that I felt that the chemo wasn't that bad. Just living with the effects of chemo afterwards, you have some neuropathy in your fingers and in your feet. And you just have to be careful about some of the things you eat. But other than that, I would say the chemo was uneventful. That's what I tell people.
What advice would you give somebody who gets first diagnosed?
I would say talk to your family and your friends, the people that give you support. I was so fortunate in that I had lots of people praying for me. I could feel their prayers. I had a great support system at the high school. I don't know that I would have made it through without people like Leslie Taylor. She was the secretary then. She organized meals to be delivered, and that was very helpful because I had two small kids. They were 4 or 5 at the time, and Arnie was the baseball coach, so he was busy with that. And so it was just a busy, hectic time, but I was very fortunate in that I had lots of friends and family that supported me and helped me through that.
What would you say the importance is for the American Cancer Society and the Relay for Life?
I would say, because I was very active in the Relay for Life when I was living in the Morton, East Peoria area. And then I've done it a couple times here in Knox County. I would say that the American Cancer Society, what it's done is it's brought a whole new level of awareness and support for cancer. It's provided funds for research, education, just things that people need along the way. You know, I was very fortunate that I had good insurance and, you know, friends and family that would help me. But the American Cancer Society, I think they provide a lot of assistance and nurturing and support for people going through cancer and treatments.
And that's why it's important to, if not participate in the Relay for Life, but donate.
Exactly. Exactly. And I try to donate as much as I can. Liz Miller organized this Colors of Cancer fundraiser this past fall. And Arnie, my husband now works at Williamsfield, and so they participated in the fundraiser there. My daughters were involved, and it just kind of helped them see and appreciate what the American Cancer Society does for people who have cancer.
All right. Thanks for talking with us today.
Certainly.